Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. The organ, the so-called king of instruments, can mean surprisingly different things. Yes, it summons up visions of churches and choirs and sacred rites, but it can also conjure something more sinister. You know, that Phantom of the Opera stuff. The Swedish singer and songwriter Anna von Hausswolf revels in that dichotomy in her latest album called Ceremony. It owes as much to the dark, gothic side of rock as it does to the sacred music of the Scandinavian church. Here, with a live version of her song Sunrise, is Anna von Hausswolf and her band.
Did you know the perfect life? Did you get too much of it? Can you hear the people sigh?
That's called Sunrise from the Swedish singer and songwriter Anna von Hauswolf, who sang here and is playing for us today in the studio a double manual electric organ. So two keyboards, one atop the other. With Cameron Cooper on electric guitar, we'll hear drummer Michael Stasiak and bassist Quinn Lewington joining in momentarily. But Anna von Hauswolf's most recent album is called Ceremony, and Anna, welcome to Soundcheck.
Hey.
So it's an extraordinary album. I mean, it's got a very distinctive sound. Many of the songs have a kind of ceremonial or processional kind of quality to it. That was clearly the intention. What was the inspiration for this record?
It was actually I wrote most of the songs when my grandfather passed away. So, and he was one of my best friends, really. So I was quite sad, and I started to kind of notice things, see things that I usually kind of close my eyes to.
Like what?
Just you know, the big existential questions in life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you start to deal with those questions, but more seriously.
Yeah.
Just like all other things, like, I don't know.
Well, there are two epitaphs on the record.
Nature, I think, especially.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. And you know, the trees in sunrise and that sort of natural imagery. But there's an epitaph for Theodore and an epitaph for Daniel on this record. Is one of those your grandfather?
No, they are my friends, actually.
Uh-huh.
Both Theodore and Daniel. I wrote those two songs for an art project that I had. So that was before I knew that they would end up being songs. So I was at that time kind of fascinated by like visionary epitaphs, or how would you like your epitaph to look like?
Yeah.
So I did like a small project where I asked around amongst my friends if they could tell me a little bit about their epitaphs, and I had some questions, and they gave me like long documents of how they wanted it to look like and feel like. So I made I made pictures. And then I made the compositions for their funerals.
While they're still very much with us.
Yes, they are. But they have like everything.
Everything's all set.
Everything is all set.
The album from Anna von Hauswolf is called Ceremony. It's full of this play of light and dark. And of course, Anna, it's based, you know, the most distinctive sound is your choice of the organ, the church organ as the main instrument. Did that kind of change the songwriting process, change the way you sing on this record?
Yeah, I think it did, because the church organ takes up a lot of space. So you can hold on to some chords for a longer period of time than what you can when you play the piano. That's what I did before the church organ. So, and I really like that you can add those layers and textures into the songs. So I started to play a little bit more with sounds and what you can do with sound and what you can create with those sounds.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I took like more, I wanted to integrate the instrument a little bit more to my vocals, because my vocals has always been like in the center of attention, but I wanted it to feel more as if they were together, you know?
A composite instrument.
Couple. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Equality.
It's funny, when you talk about this, you know, listening to the sound and thinking so much about the sound, I am reminded of the music that your father has made over the years, Carl Michael von Hauswolf, whose music often deals with long, extended tones, drones, things like that. I assume his music is something you grew up with.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. I'm glad you say that. But maybe it's like, I don't know. Yeah.
Well, I mean, he's also a visual artist, and you were talking before about with the Epitaphs doing some artwork and stuff. A lot of his, some of his music also deals with this kind of paranormal stuff. Is that at all a part of your songwriting as well?
Yeah, I think it is, because I'm a very kind of spiritual person. I'm not religious, but I do believe in, you know, everything that science can't prove, I get curious, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I can't say that it doesn't exist. I love ghost stories. I love old houses, and I really love history. And I mean, history is a lot of you know, energy still.
Yeah. And
everyone knows that, you know?
And when you go to a really old church or something, or if you go to an old, you know, Stonehenge or something like that, you kind of feel there's still something there. I don't know. It's weird to say.
Yeah,
but
you do.
You do kind of get
and
that
you
feeling.
Can't explain it.
Yeah.
So I think paranormal forces is a good way to explain something.
All right. We're speaking with Anna von Hauswolf, the Swedish singer and songwriter. Her album is called Ceremony. She and the band are making her American debut performance tomorrow night in Brooklyn at Glasslands, playing for us here in the Soundcheck studio. Mountains Crave is the next song. This has gotten a fair amount of attention on the internet. What's this song about?
No, that's the hit.
Yeah, that's the hit single.
That's a hit. It's a song about longing to be connected to something that's naturally a part of you, but that you've taken a distance from.
Okay. You want to play it for us?
Yeah.
All right. Anna von Hauswolf, playing the organ and singing, Cameron Cooper on guitar, Michael Stasiak behind our drum kit, and Quinn Lewington playing the bass. You'll find this on Anna's record called Ceremony, but here is a live performance on Soundcheck.
Thank you.
Anna von Hauswolf, the singer and organist, with her song Mountains Crave, live here in the Soundcheck studio. Anna is making her American debut, performing at Glasslands tomorrow night in Brooklyn. She's here with us in the Soundcheck studio today with her band, and let's hear another song. This one is called Liturgy of Light. Once again, you'll find it on Anna's record called Ceremony. Here's a live performance. Liturgy of Light, another live performance from Anna von Hauswolf, the Swedish singer and songwriter, here in the Soundcheck studio. The album is called Ceremony. Once again, Anna's making her American performing debut tomorrow night in Brooklyn at the club Glasslands. Anna, you were talking before about, you know, sort of loving history and kind of when you go to older places, sometimes you can feel the energy of people who came before or the weight of history, whatever you want to call it. How old was the church where you made this record ceremony?
It's from it was built 1918.
Oh, so not that old.
Yeah.
But the sound of the church must have really affected the playing. And
I mean, mainly I chose that church because the church organ sounded so good.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite small. It's a quite small church organ, but the church itself is extremely big. But it's stone walls, so the sound bounces beautifully against the walls.
So you have to recast all of these songs now for the portable organ and clubs and smaller halls.
You have to find like new settings and a new arrangement for it. I mean, now when I'm here in New York, I'm playing with a new band,
mm-hmm,
with a New York band.
Right.
So I mean, and then I have to find like, because I have my original band is back home in Sweden, but now we had to find like new arrangements and settings for the songs. I love it.
It sounds great.
You never know what it's going to sound like.
Yeah. I think these songs today have sounded terrific. Anna, congratulations on the record, and thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
Anna von Hauswolf, the album is called Ceremony. This is Soundcheck.